U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he is ready to hold campaign rallies, telling Fox Business News that he's feeling really good, even perfect, despite his recent COVID-19 diagnosis, for which he spent time in the hospital. Back at work in the White House, Trump did not indicate when or where he might have contracted the virus, but he mentioned a recent Rose Garden event announcing his new Supreme Court nominee and a meeting with military families. He said family members often want to kiss and hug him, and that he can't tell people to back up or to stand 10 feet away. While being treated for COVID-19, Mr. Trump received an experimental antiviral cocktail made by Regeneron, and through a compassionate use exemption, the safety and effectiveness of the drug have not yet been proven. More than a dozen White House staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. President Trump also said Thursday that he now sees really good odds of reaching a deal with congressional Democrats on a new round of coronavirus stimulus to boost the battered U.S. economy. It's a reversal from his stance earlier this week. He said talks are productive on both assistance for airlines and $1,200 checks for workers. This after he ended negotiations with congressional Democrats on Tuesday, saying the stimulus package would have to wait until after the November 3rd election. As politicians and business leaders complained and the stock market dropped, Trump switched gears and called for Congress to immediately pass standalone legislation to extend aid to airline workers and small businesses. Economists say a new round of government support is critical to prevent a wave of layoffs and bankruptcies and provide support for the unemployed. The Labor Department reported Thursday that new applications for jobless benefits held at the very high level of 840,000 last week, and more than 25.2 million people in the U.S. remain on government aid. This is VOA News. Senegalese Marines have intercepted 186 people trying to make their way to Spain's Canary Islands aboard two wooden canoes, the West African state's military said on Thursday. A patrol vessel off Mbor, a city south of the capital Dakar, stopped the informal crafts during an operation late Tuesday night and in the early hours of Wednesday morning. According to a military statement, a Spanish vessel also took part in the operation as part of the European Union border agency Frontex, which cooperates with some West African nations. One vessel was carrying 56 people, all believed to be Senegalese, the statement said, and the second was carrying about 130 people, some of whom were likely from the Gambia, which is completely surrounded by Senegal. West African migrants have increasingly opted to take the Atlantic migration route to the Canaries in recent years, as authorities have clamped down on crossings from Libya to Europe. Nigeria plans a record budget as the country faces possible negative growth in the third quarter and slipping back into recession, the president told lawmakers on Thursday. Africa's largest economy is being battered by the global economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, as a drop in crude oil prices deprives it of key revenues as well. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari told a joint session of the National Assembly that revenue generation remains a major challenge and that the economy could lapse into the second recession in 4 years. The 77-year-old leader presented a record budget for 2021 of an amount equal to $35.3 billion, which represents a more than 20% increase from last year's spending plan. Mr. Buhari noted that global crude prices tumbled early in the year as the pandemic hit, falling below $20 per barrel in April and hovering around $40 since. The budget is based on a price assumption of $28 per barrel. Italy has registered 4,458 new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours, the health ministry said on Thursday. It's the first time the country has exceeded 4,000 cases in a single day since mid-April. There were also 22 COVID-related deaths on Thursday, against 31 the day before, far fewer than at the height of the pandemic in Italy in March and April. Italy was the first country in Europe to be slammed by COVID-19 and has the second highest death toll in the continent, with over 36,000 people dying since the outbreak flared in February. That's according to official figures. Thanks to one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, though, the government managed to get the contagion under control by summer, but new infections have been picking up for the last 3 months. Via remote, I'm Laurel Berman, VOA News.